After a string of fatal overdoses last year, a county in southern Ohio decided to bring a drug intervention to the doorstep of struggling addicts. With few resources and a small budget, Ross County is trying a proactive approach that might work. For Side Effects Public Media, Esther Honig reports.
Every Wednesday morning, PORT, the post-overdose response team, meets at the Sheriff's Department. There's a cop, a deputy, a nurse, and a counselor. Together, they look into the overdoses reported during the previous week and then set out to follow up with each person. The objective? Get them into addiction treatment.
All right, let's do it. You
got your Deputy Dave Weber has been with PORT since it began last year and says there's been a decline in the number of overdoses.
Last week we had one. The week before we had three, maybe. And this week we've actually only got two.
Whether it will last remains to be seen, but it's good news for a county that just last year reported one of the highest fatal overdose rates in Ohio.
All right. You driving? I mean, am I driving your car?
Yeah.
Okay.
The team files into an unmarked cop car. I ride along with Officer Myers. Myers is filling in for another officer who's busy driving someone to a treatment center.
We will make every accommodation possible to get them to treatment, and that's sometimes been out of state.
With PORT, law enforcement take on a slightly different role. Myers says rather than make arrests, he's able to offer people a solution and has learned more about addiction in the process.
You can arrest people all day long, but until you figure out why, you have to solve the problem. You have to figure out why are people doing this? What can we do to get them off of it?
After 20 minutes, we turn down a dirt road and pull up to a double-wide trailer. The PORT team gets out to knock on the front door. I'm told to wait in the car.
Looks like a woman just came out of her house. So this is where someone overdosed last week. I'm guessing she's probably like maybe the partner, maybe the mom.
Often the biggest challenge for PORT is getting the person to open their front door. Jessica Lutz remembers when they showed up at her home.
I saw an officer and then I saw this woman and I was like, oh crap, what did I do now?
She had been struggling with opioid addiction for 12 years and had tried getting clean before. But that day, Lutz says the social worker managed to reach her.
I told her then that I wanted to go inpatient and it started. The process all started for me that day. And if I wouldn't have answered that door or talked to them, I don't even know if I'd be alive.
Lutz recently returned home after nearly a year of inpatient treatment. She's working on getting custody back of her two oldest kids, and she's adjusting to caring for her one-year-old son, Jace.
You want to go eat? Huh? I mean, he actually calls me mom now, which is new. When I went to treatment, he wasn't even 2 months old. So he would say mom, but he didn't know who mom was.
Lutz says PORT offers something most addicts are unable to do for themselves.
Most of us don't want to wake up and do what we do each day. We just don't know how not to. We don't know where the resources are.
She remembers calling around to treatment centers, leaving voicemails, never hearing back. PORT gets people the treatment they need, even if it's out of state. Back with the PORT team, Officer Myers says the woman who answered the door was a friend of the person who overdosed, so they left them a few pamphlets.
They're going to hopefully read it and take up some of those offers, or at least, you know, educate themselves on what they can and can't do to get somebody into treatment, and hopefully.
Since the start of this year, PORT has knocked on the doors of nearly 250 homes and gotten more than 30 people into treatment. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Esther Honig.